On the phone now with Coach Greg Huff of the Carrollton Trojans. We're here to honor two of the players that made the biggest impact on his team, not only on the field, of course, but also in the classroom, too. Coach Huff, thank you for your time, and we're going to jump right in as we always do. And let's get started here with a junior quarterback and linebacker who you've got on the team now for the Dream Team, Luke Wozni.
Luke Wozni, to us, he's probably one of our better players on our team. He's just a junior. He's a first-team MRVC linebacker this year, and you know, that was a heck of an honor for him to get. You got to figure Higginsville, who, you know, made a deep run into the playoffs. They put two of their kids on there. And then Austin Tevis is the third linebacker, and then Luke is the fourth linebacker in our conference. So that says a lot about him. Last year, he was second-team MRVC kid at linebacker in 2012. This year, he led our team in tackles every game. He had 68 solos, 42 assists, 6 tackles for loss, and 2 forced fumbles. He's a kid that, you know, he'll receive All-District. I believe he just recently received All-District in the media as well. And then next week I'll be nominating him for All-State. But just definitely a great defensive player for us. You know, at times we played really well defensively. And, you know, I think just as the games wore on and stuff like things like that, you know, obviously superior opponents took advantage of some of our lack of execution or mistakes. So, but Luke was a shining point on our team. He's a kid that we do return next year, and we look forward to seeing what he can bring to the table.
What's he like in the classroom?
Luke's really good in the classroom. He definitely has his mindset on being a college athlete. Luke participates in football, basketball, and baseball. So, you know, he's doing everything he needs to set himself up to have a successful future as an athlete. And I think this time next year we'll probably be getting ready to sign a letter of intent, and, you know, what the next 4 or 5 years will be in store for him.
That sounds excellent. So congratulations to Luke Wozni. And also we have a senior here, so someone that you're going to have to part ways with as far as football is concerned. But tell us what you think about Keaton Sullivan.
Yeah, Keaton Sullivan is a kid that has started now for 4 years. His freshman year, he started for us, and he dealt with a bad ankle injury as a freshman and kind of struggled with that, and then got him back towards the end of the year. And he was a part of, you know, a very successful team, a team that we made it all the way to the sectional rounds where we lost to Vinsel State champs Hamilton. And then, you know, the last couple of years we've kind of been up and down. But, you know, he's always been a very strong player for us, a great leader. He was second-team MRVC defensive line this year, and he was third on our team in tackles. He had 10.5 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries. He's a kid that played with great motor. He always stepped up to the competition, and, you know, he also played running back for us. He was a kid that was second in our team in rushing, but in the style of offense we run, he's more just a dive back, not looking for necessarily the big explosive plays. But, you know, and he's also a kid that played offensive line a little bit for us this year. Week 3, we lost three offensive tackles in 1 week. And with the loss of those guys, you know, we had to find somebody to play line for us, and Keaton was that guy. And, you know, he's a great teammate, great kid to coach, and I think he's going to have a bright future, and he's still looking to, you know, find a school next year to play at the next level.
So what's he like as far as a leader? Is he a quiet one, a vocal one, or just by example?
Yeah, he's more of a lead by example guy. He's a great weight room guy. And, you know, I think he's grown into becoming a better leader. And basically he's done that by probably not being so quiet for such a long time. Keaton seemed to only worry about himself, and not necessarily a bad thing. It was just if we were lifting, if we were running sprints or whatever, he was doing it at 100%, and he made sure he was doing it right, but would never vocally express some of the things that we hoped he would say. And, you know, this year as a senior, he really stepped up and really pushed those kids. And you know, he's a good player for us, and he'll definitely be somebody that we miss. And like I said, I think his future is pretty bright, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, and that's happened through maturity. You know, he's really grown up over the last 4 years, and I look for him being successful.
Looking back on the last 4 years, as I ask you this, whatever pops to mind quickly, please tell us, but something about a scenario, a game, a situation that really sticks out in your mind about Keaton's play.
You know, probably not even necessarily things that take place through the white lines. The first thing that probably pops into my head is just the kid's battled through some adversity. He's always been probably one of the best athletes in his class, and his father passed away his freshman year, and Keaton was playing varsity as a freshman, and we were in district play, and we were over at St. Paul's, and we got news that his father had passed away at halftime of the game, and just having to deal with that with him and the team being there for him, and at his lowest point, one of his lowest points of his life, football and his football family were there for him. And I think, through the struggles of just growing up as a teenager and making mistakes and living through your mistakes, when I seen him with his mother walking down at senior night, it just put a smile on my face to see how far he has came. And like I said, I'm very proud of the kid. The kid probably could be way worse, in a totally different direction than he is today, but he's heading in the right direction, and I think he's going to do real well.
Well, credit to the family, the football family, of course, and of course to his mother as well, and we wish the best to them in the future. And as you say goodbye to Keaton here, what are some of the things you hope for him in the future? And also, what should Luke and also the other underclassmen, what should they look to Keaton for as they move towards 2014 season?
2014, I think there's going to be, obviously, we went on a nice run there for, 3 or 4 years where we were, seeing ourselves in the playoffs and seeing ourselves battling for the top spots in the MRVC. In the last couple of years, we've struggled and maybe not necessarily so much of struggles within our program, but of just how good some of the other programs are. Higginsville's obviously been a mainstay at the top of the conference the last couple of years. Richmond and then Holden, those are teams that are being successful and representing our conference and themselves in the playoffs. And small class football, it seems like things just go in cycles. And I guess you could say maybe we're on a lower cycle right now, but we're not nearly as bad as what everybody thinks. And, when you look at the scoreboard and see that some weeks we fail and things like that, we win many other battles, not just a scoreboard battle each and every day. We have a great off-season program. We have a great preseason program. We do a great job of building strong quality leaders and kids in the classroom. And everybody likes to see that scoreboard in the favor of ourselves or whatever the case may be. But I can hold my head high as the coach of this team and know that we've done a good job and know that we'll keep doing the best we can to have a successful future. This year's team, we lose 7 quality seniors. But also around those 7 quality seniors, we've had a lot of young kids. Comes to find out, eventual state finalist Lawson, we started 2 freshmen. So those freshmen get that opportunity to play. The sophomores get that opportunity to play. And people want you to win. That's what a lot of people only see when they look at our program is their win-loss record. So we don't do what we do every single day. We don't do what we do in the mornings to lose. So hopefully we can get some wins on the board. And we pride ourselves in playing a very difficult schedule, non-conference and in conference. It'll only make us better in the long run. And that last game against Lawson, we lost 35-6. We played very well for the first half of football, only being down, I believe it was 16-0 in the first half. So we're not that far behind. We just got to continue to work and get better. And hopefully our 7 guys departing, our players like a Keaton Sullivan, our returning players like a Luke Wozni, have set the foundation, and we'll build on the leadership to turn the corner and win some ball games.
Well, Coach, well said, and most definitely we hope the best for the Kelton Trojans in next year's season and also for the whole athletic department and the whole school itself. So thank you again for your time, Coach Huff, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach Greg Huff of the Kelton Trojans, making his contributions to the KMZU football dream team.